Hey y'all, welcome to the very first episode of The Caller, for the love of God. My name is Ashanti, I'm 23 years old, and I'm from Houston, Texas. To be very real, I never imagined I'd be starting a podcast, but God most definitely put this on my heart. This isn't just a show, it's a calling. A space to talk about faith, purpose, and real life. The highs, the lows, and all the moments in between. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." And that verse, ladies and gentlemen, that's the foundation of this space. If you're listening right now, I just want to say thank you. You being here means more to me than you know. So let's get into it. Let me tell y'all who I am, what this podcast is all about, and why I believe God brought us here together for a reason. I'm so grateful you're here. I created this space because, well, I've been through some things. Some high highs and some really low lows. But through it all, God never left me. He carried me, comforted me, and called me. And I couldn't ignore that call anymore. This podcast is about that calling. It's for anyone who has ever felt lost, overlooked, broken, or like their faith was hanging on by a thread. I see you because I am you. And I believe God wants you to know you are chosen, loved, and never alone. Each week, I'll be sharing parts of my story, real, raw, and unfiltered, along with scriptures, reflections, and whatever the Holy Spirit lays on my heart. This won't be perfect, but it will be honest. And my prayer is that through these conversations, God meets you right where you are. Whether you're driving, cleaning, crying in the shower, or just needing a word, this is The Calling. This is for the love of God. Let's walk this thing out together. Hey, it's your girl Ashanti, and today's episode is one that's been sitting heavy on my heart. It's called Faith Over Feelings, and I'm talking to the ones who love God but don't always feel him. Let's be honest, we don't talk about it enough, but sometimes walking with God feels quiet. You're praying, but it's like silence. You're reading your Bible, but the words just feel flat. You're showing up, going through the motions, but your heart still feels distant. And then the enemy starts whispering, "See, God's not with you. You must have done something wrong. You're faking it. But I need you to hear me clearly. Your feelings are not facts. God is still with you, even when you don't feel him." Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Not seen, not felt, not proven by emotions. Faith is a decision to believe that God is who he says he is, even when your emotions are all over the place. Let me tell y'all something personal. I had a moment not too long ago where I was sitting in my room, everything around me looked fine, but inside I was battling heaviness. I didn't feel close to God, I didn't feel strong, but I looked up and whispered, "God, I trust you. I know you're here. Please help me." That was it. No shouting, no tears, just a quiet surrender. And even though I didn't feel this big rush or breakthrough in that moment, I knew he was near. Because faith isn't loud. It doesn't always come with chills or worship highs. Sometimes faith is silent obedience. Sometimes it's showing up anyway. Sometimes it's still praying even when your heart is tired. And if that's where you are right now, I just want to say, you're not broken, you're growing. You're learning how to trust God beyond what you can feel. And that is real, mature faith. You're learning to say, "God, I still choose you, even in the dark." And I believe that pleases his heart more than any perfect performance ever could. Let me pray for you. God, I lift up the one listening right now who feels far from you. The one who's tired, who's numb, who's been faithful but can't feel you. Remind them today that you are close. Let your peace cover them. Let their faith rise, even without feelings. Teach them to trust you in the silence. Strengthen them, hold them, and help them keep choosing you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You're not alone in this. And the fact that you're still seeking God even without the feelings, that's powerful. That's faith. Keep showing up, keep believing, and always for the love of God. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to this episode of The Calling. If this blessed you, encouraged you, or reminded you that you're not alone, go ahead and share it with someone who needs to hear it too. And don't forget to follow or subscribe so you don't miss the next one. We're just getting started, guys, and God is moving for real. You can also connect with me on Instagram at thecalling_ftlog and let me know what part spoke to you the most. Until next time, keep showing up, keep choosing faith over feelings, and never stop answering the call for the love of God.